Good morning. I am Alistair. I'm creating a public record of this hearing. Today we are doing a rulemaking to just change the location of the WAC. And because it's moving chapters, we understand that the public might have had concerns about, any intent with this change. There's no intent to change the impact or the effect of this rule. It is simply changing the location in the chapter. So I'm going to begin this public hearing. We do not have anyone in attendance. I'm available to answer questions. We have folks, notice posted on the building, and we have staff here who could come in if we needed to talk about the impacts of the rule or anything like that. And no one has showed up for this hearing. So I'm going to go ahead and start the official hearing. Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules amending WAC 308 96A 560. These proposed rules have moved the subject matter to WAC 308 56A to better align the section subject with the subject of the rule chapter. This hearing is being held via Zoom and in person at 1125 Washington Street Southeast, Olympia, Washington. This hearing is taking place at 9:30 a.m. on October 19th, 2023. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 2318094, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on September 6, 2023. The department posts all of our rulemaking information on dol.wa.gov/about/rulemaking-activity, and this is where you can access all rulemaking notices and proposed language for this rulemaking. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 46, period 01, period 110, RCW 82, period 08, period 809, and RCW 82, period 12, period 809. My name is Ella Sterrett, and my title is Rules and Policy Manager. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. Today, I am the representative available to answer those questions. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. For virtual attendees wishing to testify, please provide your name and the contact information in the chat, or tell me to unmute and tell me you would like to testify when I call on your screen name. For those in the room wishing to testify, who have not already noted their desire to testify on the sign-in sheet, please wait for me to ask the room if there's anyone else willing to testify and notify me at this time. I will ask you to provide your contact information, which will be added to the sign-in sheet. This sign-in sheet will be used to provide your contact information, which will be added to the sign-in sheet. This sign-in sheet will be used to call forward individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure hearing participants are notified of rulemaking results and the agency's response to comments. You will be called to testify in the order in which I collect your information. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has not received comments on the proposed rules. For those wishing to provide written comments, please hand them to me or email them to rulescoordinator@dol.wa.gov, and we will include them in the formal record and our response to questions. Copies of this written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements from those present. I am checking our participant list. I have nobody waiting to join. I have folks who went down and checked the lobby, and there's nobody there attending. So at this time, there is no one wishing to testify. Thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by subject or by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is adjourned.